dawn over New York City, gorgeous and promising, just like it was 10 years ago, until terrorists interrupted a sunny September morning. Family members gathered at the same spot where their loved ones died. At 8:46, silence to remember when the plane struck the North Tower.
God is our refuge.
President Barack Obama read a psalm from the Bible. The emphasis was on the families.
And my mother, Kirsten Lil Kristoff.
Then came the names of the victims.
And my father, Port Authority Police Lieutenant Robert D. Seary.
At 9:03, silence again when the second plane hit the South Tower. Security was tight because of a new terrorist threat. Streets were closed, police lined the sidewalks.
But inside, family members say they felt the tranquility of the trees and the huge waterfalls set within the footprint of where the Twin Towers once stood.
Mary Jane Mayonis lost her brother, James. She walked inside the memorial with her younger brother.
He was looking down at the to see where the water was in the pool. And as he was looking down, his hand was leaning on the ledge. And that's where his hand was, right on his knee.
Mayonis says right then, she felt she and her brother were together again for the first time since that day 10 years ago. James was killed as the plane hit the South Tower. He was on the 90th floor. She was on the 62nd.
He was a neighbor and a good man.
Eric Ortel traveled from Michigan to bring his children here. Ortel says his good friend Christopher Ingracia would have liked the 400 trees and the ever-flowing water of the reflecting pools.
He's a forward-thinking guy. I think he would like that the flip side, that life goes on and people move on.
Move on, but
Kimberly
never forget.
S. Bowers.
In New York City, Lonnie Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
Larry Bowman.
Sean Edward Bowman, Jr.
Kevin L. Bowser.